WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A man arrested near a Trump rally in California over the weekend released. Police say 49-year-old Ben Miller had illegal guns, ammunition, and fake passports in his car, but he is not believed to have carried out any threats against Donald Trump. Jury selection begins today in the long-awaited trial of a man accused of killing two young teenage girls in Indiana 7 years ago.
13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German were last seen going for a walk on a local hiking trail. Their bodies were found the next day. Authorities have not released details on how Abby and Libby were killed, but prosecutors say prison recordings and communications reveal Richard Allen confessed to the crimes more than 60 times. The defense attributed those confessions to a decline in his mental health.
ABC's Allison Kosick. The Nobel Memorial Economics Prize awarded to a trio of researchers who studied the root causes of why some countries fail. This is
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with stops in Green Bay and Eau Claire. He tells Good Morning America why he's running.
I watched Donald Trump dismiss the COVID pandemic. I watched him drive an economy into the ground. And I watched Joe Biden and Kamala Harris pick those pieces up.
Also in Wisconsin today, First Lady Jill Biden is in Madison. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee. Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and La Crosse on Thursday. Elon Musk's political action committee has taken over a big share of Donald Trump's get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin. Musk's America PAC is reportedly working with the far-right dark money group Turning Point Action. Their combined efforts are said to be focusing on people they've identified as Trump supporters who haven't voted recently. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities had to issue a safety alert over the weekend saying a man was spotted in a busy downtown area with a gun. On Saturday night around 10 p.m., an alert was released through the Badger Safe app. It said a man was spotted with a firearm near the 400 block of State Street. Now think of what State Street looks like at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. It's a busy area filled with college kids. But police quickly cleared the scene and said there was no threat to the community. And UW Health is getting ready to open its new East Park Medical Center. The Far East Side location cost almost $500 million to build, and it's much bigger than the other UW Health clinics. It'll add 48 beds to UW Hospital's 505 beds, as well as 29 emergency department rooms. It's on the same campus as UW Health's East Side Hospital. The goal here is to add capacity and meet the growing demand in Dane County. The East Park Medical Center officially gets rolling at the end of this month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-13 in front of nearly 78,000 fans at Lambeau Field in the rain. Jair Alexander asked how important it was for Green Bay to finally get back-to-back wins this season.
It's major. It's hard to win in this league and to, you know, get two in a row. I mean, that's even better. Now let's try to get three.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. I mean, that was something that we didn't even have a game plan. We knew we could take a shot. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan inducted last night into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. Thank you.
For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, frosty in the low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Produce Misting Day.
What is that all about?
Grocery stores, they mist their vegetables.
Sure.
I bet it feels really great to be a vegetable and just get sprayed with that mist.
I used to mist my plants in my apartment. Mm. It didn't save them, but they felt good dying.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month, and we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? I need freedom too. I break chains, I bind myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
The corporations that during his presidency shipped 200,000 jobs overseas. He awarded $425 billion in federal contracts to companies that were offshoring those jobs. So some of you, this is spinning right now, you're thinking. So he gave your tax dollars to companies who sent your jobs abroad. That's Donald Trump. As a result of his trade wars, his disastrous mismanagement of COVID, at the end of his presidency, he had wiped out more than half of the manufacturing jobs that had been created in the decade before he came in. He was asleep at the wheel while China seized the advantage. And now he says we should just let China dominate the auto industry.
Amen. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Hello. I am Jody Hamilton, hosting with Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
On the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number, and that was Governor Walz.
Yep.
Rightfully pointing out that Donald is Donald.
Mm-hmm.
He also went on to say this.
But it's no surprise, Trump's all talk when it comes to being tough on China. Mm-hmm. Some of you heard this. We just found out his Trump-branded Bibles. Yeah, they're printed in China.
Yep.
This dude even outsourced God to China. So just so
China.
We know. Again, I'm going to try and be generous here. I don't blame him. He didn't notice the Made in China sticker because they put it inside a place he's never looked in the Bible. So
there you go.
Yeah, that is very, very true. So, how was Kansas City?
Kansas City was amazing. It was a great show. The Kansas City crowd is crazy.
So they enjoyed having you guys.
They enjoyed having us there. And we met, you know, people came from all over the place. They came from Arkansas. They came from Nebraska. So many people from Nebraska came.
Well.
Yeah. And it was just a great show. The weather was perfect. Got to go to Worlds of Fun and ride roller coasters on Friday night. Got to eat a Kansas City barbecue at Jack Stack. It was great. And Stephanie went to Jack Stack with Frangela just before the show, and Stephanie ordered broccoli with ranch.
She doesn't eat meat.
Well, then why go to a place that's
she absolutely... She could have at least gotten barbecued broccoli.
Sure, put some barbecue sauce on that broccoli or
that's
something.
That's what I would have done.
Right, but she got broccoli with ranch.
Well. Have you met Stephanie?
Well, I know.
She's asleep right now, we believe.
She is.
She will be here tomorrow.
Yeah, but Kansas City is a wonderful, wonderful city. Had a great time.
I know, and you guys are a little concerned because you don't have a radio station.
We've never had a radio station in Kansas City. We've never, like, played Kansas City before,
right.
So we didn't know, you know, what to expect. But the crowd was great. The Uptown Theater staff, they were wonderful. The Uptown Theater is a gorgeous facility. It was wonderful.
And Jess Piper and Glenn Kirshner were?
They were amazing. Yep. And Nebraska Nick, our Nebraska correspondent, he was our ring boy.
He was. I saw the one picture.
Yep. Yep.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Where are your fans? I mean, that, I know, and I'm glad that that was a good, because I know that that was a concern for you guys, because, you know, that's a city that you don't have
a
station, unless you're listening to satellite radio.
Yeah.
You just don't have anything terrestrial there.
Yeah, but, you know, we're on SiriusXM satellite, and so we do have a lot of listeners in that area, and they are underserved.
They are underserved.
You know? So we serve them.
But wait, what did the theater say? They're not in Kansas.
Oh yeah, I posted this on my Instagram. There's a sign backstage that says, "Artists, remember, you are in Missouri, not Kansas. We are a much more interesting shape." Because, you know, it happens a lot.
Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri.
They're very different cities, and they kind of war with each other.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
And so, if you say you're in Kansas City, Kansas, like Trump did a few months ago,
right,
when he said the Kansas City Chiefs were from Kansas.
They're not.
They're not.
Ask Sean Comiskey.
Exactly. you piss off your audience when you say, good evening, Kansas.
Well, and he also pissed off the Detroit audience.
Yeah.
Because, well,
yeah.
Detroit. over the weekend, okay, on Friday, believe it or not, Lauren Boebert's son pled guilty.
Uh-huh.
Isn't he sweet?
Yeah.
Did
he get a sweetheart deal or something?
He sort of did. Okay. I mean, it's a first offense for him.
Right.
And he's barely an adult.
Yeah.
Tyler Boebert, her eldest, was charged with ID theft and going on shopping sprees.
This family has Palin vibes all over it.
I know!
Oh, my God.
It makes Palin look smart, by the way. But he was... authorities said he previously told a judge he was working things out to be able to afford an attorney. His mother makes $176,000 a year. I think she could afford an attorney for him.
At least, you know, I'm sure she does some consulting here and there.
But she makes that, her salary just being in Congress is $176,000 and some change a year.
Yep.
She makes a very good living. And in Colorado, it's not like Los Angeles money. That's a really good living.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, he couldn't, he wanted to work things out to be able to afford an attorney, and was caught with his three underage pals, lovely guy, on surveillance camera, marauding.
Marauding?
They were marauding.
Okay.
I like that word. In Rifle, Colorado, breaking into people's cars, taking credit cards, and using them to go on shopping sprees. He ultimately copped to one charge. The judge considered his lack of prior criminal conduct in sentencing. He took a letter from Lauren Boebert herself into consideration. She was there.
Right.
She was holding his son, her grandson, I believe it is. The 9th Judicial District Chief Judge John Neely, I believe is how we pronounce it, N-E-I-L-E-Y, Neely. He said, "You were 18 when you committed this offense. You have no prior criminal history. This is an opportunity you should not squander." In accepting the proposed plea deal, he said he should also consider letters submitted by his mother. He's 19 now. He's reportedly ordered to complete 80 hours of community service and to abstain from controlled substances. Good luck with that.
Okay.
She appeared in court rocking her grandson on her hip. Remember, because she was so happy at 36 to be a grandma.
Yeah.
I hope he takes heed.
Yeah, I hope he does.
I hope he
doesn't turn into Track Palin.
Let's hope not, because it's easy to do in these families.
Because
they're having issues. That whole family is having issues. And so I hope that he takes heed. He is young enough to set his life straight, should he desire to do so. So Donald was in Coachella this weekend.
He was. He was.
And yesterday morning, I woke up to this person who was a Donald Trump person at the end of the Coachella event, videoing on his phone, people stranded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the rally ended around 7 p.m., so Donald took off.
And everybody had to take a bus to this manure farm.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't quite Coachella. It was outside of Coachella.
Yeah. It was in the town of Coachella.
Right.
The Coachella Festival takes place in India.
Right.
Which is the city I used to work in.
Right.
And Coachella is a city that's south of there.
Right.
It's a pretty sizable city. I think
it is.
Like, you know, 60,000 people or whatever.
It's not small.
Right. Right. There are farms all over the place. And this rally was held on a manure farm.
And so you had to park in Indio.
Yeah.
And then they had like 20 buses bringing people from the parking place, which was a good 2-hour walk.
You could not park anywhere near this manure farm.
No, and so it was like a 2-hour walk if you could walk quickly.
Right.
So to get from there to...
And it was still in the hundreds.
You know, oh, yeah. It was warm yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so the rally ended around 7 p.m. So they had 20 buses going back and forth between the parking lot to the manure farm.
Right.
So it must have smelled lovely there. Like Kettleman.
Well, Coachella is also near the Salton Sea, and the Salton Sea is not known for its flowery snow.
No, it is not. And so... What happened was the thing ends at like 7 o'clock, so everybody goes to where the buses had dropped them off prior to that, including elderly people that can't walk well, people that are in wheelchairs, you know, supporters of Donald.
Sure.
There was only one bus going back and forth
versus
the 20 that the Trump people had hired to get them in. So it took, I think they finally all got out of there around midnight.
Yeah. 5 or 6 hours.
It was at least that long.
Yeah.
And people were complaining to the mayor of Coachella. It's like, problem.
Mayor of Coachella did not want this rally in his town.
He did not want it in his town. He knows he's not going to get paid for security
and
all of that.
And he's also a Democrat. And so he just didn't, you know, politically, he didn't want this.
He didn't want it anywhere near him.
Right.
So it was up to Donald's people to get these people in and out. And apparently Donald's people just wanted them in.
Right.
And couldn't care less when or how they got
out. Or they couldn't afford the buses to take them out or whatever.
Or wouldn't pay them.
Right.
I'm sure they could afford it.
Yeah.
But they... He's notorious. I mean, people, he still owes money to so many people all over this country for rallies.
Right. And so, you know, if a supporter owns a lot of land, that he goes and, you know, does his rallies on that supporter's land. He doesn't want to rent from cities anymore, any arenas or whatever, because he doesn't want to pay them.
Right.
Yeah, supporters will give them land for free, and that's why he has these outdoor rallies.
But you still need security getting in and out of there that the cities have to pay for.
Yep.
And the fact of the matter is he just wants you in there. He doesn't care about you.
Nope.
He doesn't. I mean, I had to let go of a friend of mine of 40 years because he went down the QAnon rabbit hole. I literally sent Bob and David Ferguson, who will be on later with Rude Pundit. He'll be on at the bottom of the hour.
Yep.
I sent David and Bob these emails back and forth between my friend and me. And Bob goes, as soon as he said January 16th, I stopped listening. He sent me Dan Bongino videos to watch. And I'm like, no. He actually said to me, and I'm quoting, the reason that they want late-term abortions is Big Pharma wants older fetuses to make vaccines. And a very good friend of mine's wife is a pharmacist. She's a pharmacist, and she rolls her eyes every time she hears something like this. She's like, that's not a thing. It's just not a thing.
Yeah.
And I had to say to him, I said, I can't help you anymore. I can't. You're sending me stuff. You're not living in reality. And that's what these poor people at Coachella were dealing with.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to be taken care of.
Nope.
They lie to you.
Yes.
Wake up.
Right.
Wake up, everybody. So I feel bad for them, but again, I also don't. They make choices.
Absolutely.
These are adults. These aren't children. These are adults that are making choices to drive all the way from wherever they drove, whether it was just from India or outside of LA, Riverside, wherever they were, to drive to that parking place and then take the bus. So I just, it's sad.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I guess there was supposedly an attempted assassination at this.
He was also a GOPer.
However, this was all announced by the sheriff of Riverside County, Chad Bianco, who is an ardent Trump supporter and was going to run for governor against Gavin Newsom, you know, on an anti-Gavin Newsom, pro-Trump ticket. So as soon as Chad Bianco held this press conference, my red flags went up.
Right.
And I'm like, something doesn't smell right about this. I'm not a conspiracy, you know, not saying that it's all a conspiracy or something, but it seemed like Chad Bianco was overselling what actually happened. Yes, I'm sure, you know, someone was detained, but he wasn't anywhere near Trump.
Nope.
It was well before anything ever happened. So, you know, things like that happen all the time, unfortunately. But it seemed like Chad Bianco was overselling what actually happened.
Well, and
in order to get sympathy for Trump.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like they still want people to think that people. Let's remember that the first person that shot near him was a weird GOP guy.
Yep.
Or independent but lean GOP. And then the second guy technically did nothing except have guns, which he was not allowed to have. Also a GOP supporter. And then this person apparently also a GOP person.
We still don't know everything yet.
Still don't.
So, you know, I'm a little hesitant to, you know, talk about, you know, this guy's political leanings or whatever. There were rumors that he was running for office on the Republican ticket in Nevada. Not sure if that's true or not. And so, you know, there are a lot of rumors going on around this guy. I'm a little hesitant to talk about.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. But, I mean, so far, everybody that's tried to kill him is a GOP person. So, and on that note, it is 20 minutes after the hour already. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by her Roundhouse Morning Kick. That she loves because it gives her all the energy.
It got her through Kansas City.
Doesn't it?
She was carrying that gigantic thing wherever
she went. That keg with her. She has a keg that she brings down here every morning. So she is, she loves it. You know why? It supports your, it's designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, and you feel youthful, you like a ute. And it has, it combines 10 supplements in one, and it's in drink form, so it's absorbed better into your body than in pill form, just so you know. It's been a real game changer for Ms. Miller. She loves it. It tastes great because it's got strawberry and lemon. Is that it?
Strawberry and lemonade.
So if you want to feel it better, gain energy and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. That's a lot. That's almost, that's 40%. That's a lot. They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America. And all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Hey, kids, let Mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment.
Whoa.
Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for the mom is truly transparent.
Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You know, baby, I was thumbing through the dictionary, trying to find words to describe you. I found one. You know what it is? It's
Stephanie Miller.
It is 26 minutes after the hour. I am not Ms. Miller. She is upstairs. She's awake.
Gayest bump ever.
It is pretty gay.
Yeah.
I know. I needed a glow stick or something for that. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour is Rude Pundit.
Yep.
And we also have at the top, at the third hour, David Ferguson for the entire hour.
T-Rex.
He promised not to be a potty mouth.
Oh, that's where he cursed last time.
Yeah, he promised not to be a potty mouth.
Yeah. David T-Rex Ferguson.
Yes, David T-Rex Ferguson. Astral Summer is his band, so go look that up on Patreon. It is 27 minutes after the hour. Hi, Tanya in Ohio. Hi.
Hey, Tanya.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Well.
Yeah, great. Okay, I was, hey, I'm living for that Coachella thing. That was funny as heck.
Yeah.
But I see you, I voted fine, and I wanted to say, I am so sick of them talking about black men, black males, black chocolate, black doors. Listen, if you remember four years ago, it was Latinos, mm-hmm. Latinos.
Yep.
It's as if they think blacks and Latinos don't have the same fears as whites. You know, home ownership. We want jobs. We want cheaper food, of course.
Right.
We want cars. We are all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be defined by the color of our skin.
Right.
Now there is there's an economic difference, and you know, but there's poor whites like there's poor blacks. But the economics is the rich versus the poor. It's not us all those poor people down below.
Yep.
And I wish they would talk about that instead of trying to divide us into black, Latino, women, all of that good stuff. Hey, Jody, I love you and Chris together. You have a great y'all have a great magnetism together. I look forward to voting with you.
Yes.
Bye.
All right, bye,
all
Tanya.
Right.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Tanya.
And I just told Chris I did vote. I have my little I voted sticker
yep,
on.
Right there.
I'm dropping it off at a it's in my purse, and I'm dropping it off at a ballot box as soon as I leave here.
I'm going.
I know you go day of.
On election day.
I know.
I like to, you know, say hi to the poll workers. I like to, you know, touch the machines, and I like to put the thing in my, you know, the scanner myself. And I just
really?
Like, yeah. I like being handed my sticker from a poll worker.
See, I haven't done that in over 20 years because I've been an absentee voter for over 20 years.
It just makes me feel like I'm a part of democracy, you know?
No, I understand. I mean, my neighbors used to be the polling place, so I literally would go out in slippers and my jammies and go next door and vote.
Yeah.
But
I go to an elementary school that's you know, about a block away.
So. Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. Locally, though, in my neighborhood, I definitely go in and vote.
Yep.
All right, it's 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with Rude Pundit on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm a 56-year-old, rural, gun-owning white dude. I'm expected to vote for Donald Trump when I vote. I'm expected to forget about my wife and my daughter, my granddaughters, and their health care rights when I vote. I'm expected to ignore the fact that my political choices bear great consequences for my grandchildren when I vote. The thing is, my wife and daughter and my granddaughters, as well as my sons and my grandson, well, they mean the world to me.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton on the Stephanie Miller Show. She will be back tomorrow. Yep. She is resting from the triumphant Kansas City, Missouri show. Gonna be specific.
Have to go into Kansas for a little bit to get poster board.
Well, there you
for
go.
The show. Yes,
because Nick had to walk around.
Yes.
And be that guy.
Right, right. So we had to go to a Walmart in Kansas, which was 3 miles away.
Right.
From the theater.
Right, exactly. So this young man, who's only 56, he's younger than I am, is now he's expected to vote for Donald Trump, and he said he's not going to, but he went on to say this.
And I often worry about what kind of a country we're leaving my grandchildren. Never really been afraid of somebody who doesn't look like me representing me in government. And I've worked for some women in my life that were very strong and capable leaders. So I reckon I'll defy expectations when I vote. When I vote for Kamala Harris. And I hope a lot of other white dudes will defy expectations too.
Oh.
That was a TikTok thing.
Okay.
And look who we've got here.
What?
We've got some things to say about Vice President Harris and voting for her.
I am white.
Yes, yeah, you are.
You are.
You're not on Twitter.
Lay back out and let Freddie in.
Remember,
hey,
to let a joke about farts.
Then you can start to make it better, 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 better.
Good morning, Rude Pundit. How are you?
I'm very good. Always delighted to see you, Jody.
Me, I'm delighted that you're delighted to see me. What do you think? Hi, what do you think of me?
adorable.
I know. I'm America's other sweetheart. So you wrote this, I can't really quote it properly, the uneffing of what you can, the case for voting for Harris, even if you're upset about Israel. So speaking of people that are voting for Kamala Harris right now, you make the case that even if you're upset about her or the Biden stance on Israel and all the weapons being given to them, you still got to vote for her because Donald's going to be worse. So can you expand upon that without all the F words?
Yeah, no F words, please.
So I just, it's sort of like you, I get the urge to say, all right, you know what? This is genocide, or at least, you know, genocide adjacent, and you don't want to vote for somebody who says that they have unyielding support, and that you just want to sit this out, or vote for somebody like a Jill Stein or a Cornel West, and it's just okay, but you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything for anyone else. You are doing it for yourself. You're not saving a single life. That's the thing, is if your non-vote could end up in saving people's lives, then I would say, don't do it. You know, do it. You know, take that stand. Mm-hmm. But it won't. And in fact, even, you know, and it's and as hard as it is, and it is hard to put what's going on in Gaza and in Lebanon now aside,
I agree.
That if you vote for Trump, you get so much worse. You get what he's going to do to migrant families. You get what he's going to do and that he's already done to women. You get what he's already done and is going to do to LGBTQ people. You get all of that on top of the promise to use the military to stop dissent. I mean, he keeps threatening more and more about using the military to essentially round up people that disagree with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he threatened Adam Schiff over the weekend with, you know, saying he'd better watch out.
No, I agree. I mean, I understand people that are upset about what's going on in Gaza and what's going on in Lebanon and what's going on with Israel and Netanyahu, but it's Netanyahu.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Kamala Harris.
Right.
Right. I mean, again, not to this is the thing that we get into is Harris is made a political calculation and possibly I do think it's what she believes, although she seems to have moved a great deal more right since she's been Biden's vice president on this issue, is that she gives support to Israel. Now, she's very, very cautious in how she does it now, like she did in her 60 Minutes interview, where she said, I support the Israeli people.
Right.
And she says she doesn't just see that Netanyahu is a partner. I forget the wording of that.
Right.
So the idea is I can, there are some things I can un-F.
Right. Right.
And I should un-F what I can and not worry and worry about the things that need to be fixed and do that from a position of having some of the things out of the way. And the idea is that Democrats have done this before. The left has done this before. I have done this before, where you vote for the third party candidate thinking that it's going to send some message to Democrats, think it's going to change things.
Yeah, I did that with Ross Perot in 1992.
There you go.
Yeah.
I did it with Ralph Nader.
Right.
In 2000. Now, again, I'm not going to put myself out there as having taken too brave a stand. I was in a state that was going to go for Bush no matter what. I was actually following Molly Ivins' thing where she said, why not people in those states, all the Democrats in those states, vote for Ralph Nader and so that the party can get 5% and then, you know, be able to get federal matching funds and things like that. And she wasn't saying people in swing states, Democrats in swing states should vote for Nader.
Right.
But, you know, but when that happened, it didn't solve anything. Bush got elected. We saw what happened. If you didn't vote for Clinton or you voted for Jill Stein, look what happened.
Yep.
It didn't make things better. You didn't make things better with your protest vote. I get the urge to want to do it.
Sure,
I get
absolutely.
It. But it is masturbatory. I'm sorry, it's masturbatory because you're not helping anyone. You're just saying, I need to feel good.
Yeah. And I had friends that, because California obviously is a blue state.
Right, right.
I did have one friend of mine in 2016, vote for Jill Stein. And I'm like, really? You just threw your vote away. Granted, it's California. It didn't really matter here.
Mm-hmm.
It should with 53 electoral votes. It should matter what California thinks. It's just like Carlos Salazraki says all the time. It's a binary choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you can't be Paul Ryan and, you know, write in George Washington. You can't, you know, Mickey Mouse or what. You can't do that.
No.
Yeah. You either vote for Harris or you'd vote for Trump. Those are your choices, unfortunately. We are not Australia. We're not other countries that have a better way of doing it because we were one of the first to do it. So we
and we refuse to change how we do it for some stupid reason. And the other thing is that there are so many things I disagree with Harris on. I disagree with her whole, I'm going to put together a bipartisan commission of, you know, people in the Republican and Democratic Party to advise me. No.
I'm with you on that.
Screw the Republicans. I don't care that there's a couple of good ones, which means that they don't support overthrowing the government. That's what makes someone a good Republican, not if they're, you know, crazy on every other issue.
No, you're right. I don't want an Adam Kinzinger or a Liz Cheney in her cabinet. I don't. Because they will sting her like the scorpions that they are.
And this allows Trump to say, oh, I'm going to have Democrats in my cabinet. And, you know, he means RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard.
Right. Exactly. You know, exactly.
Who aren't actually Democrats anymore, but, you know, he'll pretend.
Very, very true. You said you also tweeted out because you're back on the Twitter.
I am.
Yes.
1 year to the day. 1 year to the day. They let me back on.
They did. This is my favorite. A student just told you that she went to a party with a, quote, retro theme, the 2000s, and you crumbled into a pile of dust.
Oh,
I am with you on that.
Oh.
Yeah. I tried to figure out what a 2000 theme.
What is that?
What is it?
The best thing I could come up with was Black Eyed Peas.
Sure.
Bush Gore stuff? I mean, what are we talking about here?
I have no idea. But then again, I thought, well, you know, in the 80s, we would have parties where it was like dressed like a hippie.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was just 20 years earlier.
It was.
That's frightening.
Well,
yeah. Isn't it? Don't you just feel like, you know, you're one of those old films where, you know, they show the aging just in clip after clip of how just deteriorating.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a portrait aging for me.
No. It's just curling into a wrinkled ball.
Yep. Well, we actually, because Lonnie has yet to age. So
right,
a friend of mine called me up. That he goes, does he have a painting?
Remarkable. Yeah.
He goes, does he have? I said, yeah. We just call him Dorian now.
Uh-huh.
We just call him Dorian.
Right.
You know, the painting's up there. You also said the Harris campaign needs to stop with the Trump is evil and senile, and go back to the good, Trump is an effing weirdo. Let's laugh at him. I am with you on that.
Yeah. Because that was what got the enthusiasm going, was the mocking.
Yes.
You get up there and you make people laugh at him and they feel good about it. And it's like, oh my God, he's not all powerful.
Right.
We laugh at him. I mean, we can't once he gets elected, because I'm sure there'll be camps just for people who laugh at him. But I, you know, it's like that worked. And Tim Walz is really good at it.
He's
Tim
very
Walz
good.
Is still throwing down his remarks about, you know, the Bible being made in China. And
him not ever looking in the book, because he would never.
He must have been inside, because, you know, he's never actually opened the Bible where it says that.
Well, you also wrote that one shock is that anyone still supports Donald, and I am with you on that one. And they apparently didn't understand how stupid a big percentage of we are. You said good thing they wear red caps to identify themselves. I agree. At least we can see them out in the wild.
Yes, they have their uniforms on. They do have that.
I actually saw a MAGA in the wild in the Valley on Sepulveda and Ventura Boulevard last weekend. I was
wow.
And selling stuff. And I was like, ooh, it's a MAGA in the wild in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Like,
it's odd to see.
It happens.
Uh-huh. But I was talking to a friend of mine from Alabama the other day, and he said in 2020, because he's a blue guy in a completely red part of the state, and he said this year he's not seeing as many Trump signs and not as many red hats around.
Yeah.
And it's starting to go less and less and less. I think they're embarrassed to either support him, which is also good.
Yeah.
They might still vote for him, but they're embarrassed about it at this point, which is good. Shame is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can change
I want it to be like a dunce cap that they're wearing when they're walking around. I mean, because a lot of us see it as that. Like, oh, yeah, no. I don't want to buy anything from you.
Right.
I don't, you know, you and I have nothing to talk about.
No, I agree. And it's heartening to, I got an email also from a listener here from Alabama saying the same thing, that they're not seeing the signs like they did 8 and 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, anecdotal, but it's still
I heard
good.
A lot of that from people who went to our Arizona show,
mm-hmm.
People who live in the rural parts of Arizona. They were like, it's nothing like it was, you know,
four years ago.
Yeah, it's so many fewer Trump signs and so many more
Harris Walz
signs. Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope they're not going underground, you know.
I mean, they still can.
Going up on election day. But, you know, I'm going to Louisiana on Thursday. So for my 40th high school reunion, speaking of crumbling into a pile of glass.
I went to mine last summer, so I'm with you on that.
Yeah. And
you don't look a day over 30, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, 30th reunion. So I'll report back about what it's like there, because, you know, that's as red as it gets where I'm going.
Do you go to New Orleans or out?
No, my family's in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's
Clay Higgins is their representative.
Yes, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
That's the Cajun belt.
Yeah, no. They all think he's just ridiculous, absurd.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. No.
There are always blue people in red areas.
Always.
There are. There's a good contingent of blue people, because there's also a big university there.
Yeah.
And but, you know, the area itself is hyper Catholic and hyper conservative.
Yeah.
And you also, with Trump, was in Aurora, Colorado. I used to live in Denver, so I know Aurora very well, because I have friends that live there.
Yeah.
And he said, the enemy is from within. All the scum that we have to deal with that hate our country, that's a bigger enemy than China and Russia. And you wrote, open-hearted columnists, do go on about how I have to understand people who vote for this savagery. Do go on about their humanity. You're so interesting.
Yeah. Let me, I need to reach out and listen to you. You know, I need to listen to you while you're sitting there applauding, you know, Trump saying things like that. Trump saying, "Oh, they're coming from the Congo." That's his thing now, by the way, the Congo. We've let in a few more refugees, and it's something like a couple of and like 2,000 people from the Congo are the democratic nation of Congo. Mm-hmm. And they've let it, and that Border Patrol has caught 2,000 people undocumented from the Congo. And
it's hard to get there.
That all of a sudden is a migrant crisis that, let them into your house, let them live with you and they'll kill you. And it's like, no. So the people that are applauding that and are egging him on and love that, no, I don't need to I understand you perfectly well. Your clapping shows me everything I need to know. Now, put on your red hat and get the F out of my face.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is why we have you on every Monday.
That is why we have you on Mondays, and you will be with the lady next week. Thank you so much, Ruth.
The lady? No, I'm with the lady now. I'll be with the dame next week.
Yes. I'm the broad. She's the dame. It's a thing.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rude. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye. Do I have a thing?
Oh, yes, you do have a thing.
I have a thing for the thing with the people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Dr. Marty. Okay, so dog parents. I'm a cat parent. He also has stuff for kitties.
Yep.
Just so you know.
Yep.
Listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not.
Oh.
It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation.
That's a crazy thing.
It's crazy. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. But big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push the wheat up to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat here, a little bit of wheat flour there, a little bit of wheat gluten there. And so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient. Well, in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to take – you could bake a loaf of bread with it.
Oh, my God.
And dogs, that's not good for him.
Yeah.
It's very, very bad for him. So that's why we love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and you can now save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of God Crispies. It's their wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements are not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land. Only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stephanie Miller.
Been a real bad girl. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
It is 57 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. Chris Lavoie is sitting across from me, thankfully. Harry in San Antonio, you already voted?
No, I was actually a poll worker.
Oh.
I actually do wait until the day of the election because I vote, you know, just to give our little small polling station an extra, you know, extra boost.
Yeah.
But I'm the liberal side of the equation. We have to have like a man, you know, matching, you know, two conservatives, two liberals.
Right.
So,
right.
So I'm on the liberal side.
Okay.
But I also deliver groceries here in San Antonio, and I just wanted to let you know. You know, agreeing with the rude pundit, is that you're starting. I'm seeing at least 2-to-1 Harris signs, and I'm talking about in the rich gated neighborhood.
Wow.
Even the retiree. I have a Del Webb neighborhood I delivered to,
right.
And even those signs, they're outnumbering the Trump signs.
That's unusual.
Out in the rural areas, you still see more Trump signs, but they seem to be like 4 years old, still hanging on the fences,
and a little bit faded from the sun.
Yeah.
Well, that is
exactly.
That is so promising, Harry. You be safe during voting. Be very safe.
Well,
all right.
Really, I'm not worried about my station. It's a small one.
Yeah.
But, you know,
all right.
You be careful out there. All right. It's 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will review the weekend happenings. And look ahead as we count down towards election 2024. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up, and I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.